the Act provides that any person whose term of office is a member, as a member of the commission, has an additional term. I think that I have explained yesterday that for commissioners are allowed to serve as not more than 2 terms. Fifthly, subsection 7 of the Act provides that any person whose term of office as a member of the commission has expired may be reappointed for an additional term. And finally, it was also agreed that once the committee has agreed to list of applicants to be shortlisted, the names and key information in line with a POPI Act requirements will be published on Parliament's website between the 30th of August to the 16th of September 2022. And Dr. Tembe, our legal advisor, would just need to highlight to members again what information is allowed to be published as per the POPI Act, so that the committee secretary can prepare the information accordingly. You remember we said yesterday confidentiality of the identification of candidates must not be published due to POPI Act. And we must not be tempted and find ourselves putting the identification of candidates in the public domain. Because, you know, there are many things that are happening out there. Né? Been see your identification in Google internet, and when you are calling those people who are putting that information, they don't even know how to delete it, which is a problem. I'm sure that you must go and sue some of them because it's not fair. People are seeing our identification there. They can do anything, you know, especially with all the scams that are happening out there, the criminal activities that are happening out there. Other people will find that a person has used your identification, buying cars and buying houses and not pay those accounts. And at the end of the day, you find yourself, you are listed Google Credit Bureau as a person who cannot manage your debts properly, whereas it's not you. So I hope that as the committee, we are not going to disappoint our candidates. We are going to keep their information as private as possible. Yeah, I think item number 2, is apologies. Do we have any apologies?
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. I've received for today one apology from Honorable Sharif, who has been put off by the doctor. She's not well. Thank you. The other apologies I stated yesterday, that of Honorable Hlengwa, who's attended EPC on health, and Honorable Makgau, who's also not feeling well. She's recovering from the flu. Thank you, Chair.
The alternate, Honorable Mpiti.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair, and a very good morning to all honorable members and officials. Chair, just to say that as stated by our officials, that Honorable Sharif is obviously not here today due to a car accident, but Honorable Ngobo will assume a full member for today, if that is fine. And Honorable Sharif will return in the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, and so you must remember to make it official, ne? So that we cover ourselves, Honorable Pete, ne? But for today, Guti, she is gonna be full time today from your part, ne? And those that are absent, you had the apologies. There's nothing we can do. If the person is not here, the smaller parties must not blame us. They should be communicating with each other, that in case like this, especially for the member that is representing them here, who else must come? It cannot be our problem. And then we're now in item number 3, continuation of shortlisting process for the filling of vacancies for CGE. And the last one will be consideration and adoption of the minutes. So what we are going to do, as honorable members, we are going to call the numbers of the candidates that we feel strong that should be considered for shortlisting. And then our staff will consolidate our numbers. We'll break for a few minutes, and our staff will consolidate the numbers and give us the final list of all the people that we have considered for shortlisting. And then that will be the list that we'll be recommending, and then we adopt it. And then that's the final list that we're going to publish publicly for public comments. Those comments, it will run for from the 30th until the 16th of September. So, it's a twofold process, ne? Because we'll have to submit to Human Resource for verification of qualifications. We'll have to submit to State Security for screening of those candidates. Yesterday there was a question from Honorable Mpiti regarding public comments, that how do we deal with public comments as a committee? And it was explained yesterday by Dr. Tembe and myself on how do we deal with public comments. So, I think, honorable members, now you know about the process, at least. You do have your documents as you were shortlisting your candidates. You have gone through the criteria. I'm sure we are going to have in terms of race, we are going to have all race being covered in the list, in the final list. If not, we'll have to relook at the list so that we make sure that there's no race that we have not considered as a committee. We are going to also look at LGBTQIA plus community, that they are covered by our shortlisting. We are going to also look at the disability groups on whether we've considered them in our final list. If we don't look at provinces, and in provinces, we must also look at rural areas on whether there are people from rural areas that we have considered in our list, so that at least we know so I'm not sure what should be the approach, whether each member will present 10 names, or we're going to have 24 members. So if we're going to have 24 members, can give us numbers as long as they are not more than 24, so that you guys, when you consolidate, you consolidate based on the numbers that we're going to give to you. And then, Nina, you'll according to how members have shortlisted the numbers, the candidates, according to the numbers. And then you give us the final one. So I don't want to restrict them to 10 or what. If Honorable Ngobo wants to shortlist 24 people, then it's fine. We'll put those 24 and see if other honorable members also, those numbers are matching or what. Yeah, so that is my proposal to yourselves, honorable members, that will allow you to give us the numbers, and then the staff will consolidate those numbers, and then at the end of the day, we'll have a final list. And will all those categories that I have just mentioned, they must be covered by our list. And the provinces, they must be covered. So as and when you consolidate our staff members, you must look at all those, ne? So that you are able to tell us, Gucci, we have done the right thing, or we have done justice or not. So is there any clarity seeking question first before I start with presenting my numbers? Any clarity? So I will start first by giving you the numbers. Don't forget, ne, continuity. Continuity is non-negotiable, ne? As agreed yesterday, that we are going to shortlist current commissioners who have applied. We are going to shortlist them. We are going to consider them. But all of them will be subjected to the process like any other person who has applied. So, according to the list, continuity is 162, 112, 167. Oh. 1-4. One, two, five. Number five. I see here I've got 10. I don't know whether an electrician writer. Can you check for me 10 lapo? It's 8. I said 10. Number 10. I want them to check 10 for me. Continue. Sorry. And then continue. Active visit. Just don't write it now. Take 72. One twenty, 40, 137, 134, 50, 84. 35, 27, 166. Think I can. Is it 19? Ne? Okay, repeat for me.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to ensure that we can verify our chair's numbers, I'm going to go through what has been recorded. 115, 162, 112, 122, 167, 124, 125. 5, 72, 120, 40, 137, 134, 50, 84, 35, 27, 166, 160, a total of 90 names. Thank you.
if we do have space. But for now, no. Anyone? Mpiti, you're fine? It was all? All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 29.
Oh. Yeah, we should see. Okay. Yeah, bon. It's because I didn't write something. You know, when I didn't write, then. Okay. Hlongo, ready? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got 10. Okay.
It's 84, 166, 137, 129, 140, 101, 35, and 48.
Repeat up, song. You said
84, 116, 137. I said 84, 166, 137, 129, 40, 101, 35, and 48.
Thanks, Chair. I've made a mix, Chair, of young people, disability, and as well as both are activists. It's 72. And I've made with different provinces. Number 5, 124. 104, 51, 50, 130, 88. Thanks, Chair.
72, 5, 7, 2, 5, 1, 2, 4, 104, 51, 50, 130, 88. Masiko.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether we should call those that have been called again if they also appear on the list. Okay. All right. I have 130, 88, 50, 72, 166. Number 5, 1, 2, 4. Number 50.
Twice.
Oh, I've repeated 150. I've done 166. 38. 120. 124. I've called 130. Okay. 27. 134. 29. 115. 51. My numbers are everywhere. Okay. All right. Thanks, Che.
Yeah, I want Honorable Masiko to consolidate your numbers. Babu Ngobo, let's go to them, Pity. Okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yeah, I think I've completed at least my list, and so I'll just go through it as we go. It's 115, 27, 166, 160, 134, 120, 84, 73, 162, 95 130 137 156
115 27, 166, 160, 134, 120, 84, 73, 162, 95, 130, 137, 156. call your numbers, repeat.
Should I start from the beginning, Chair?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's 115 166 160 134 120 84 73 162 95 130 137 156 15 162 150 Thank you, Chair.
150 170 160 160 134 120 84 73 162 95 130 137 156 150 okay so buyela kuwe ke hlongo On my mic.
Okay, 162 115 84 166 137 140 129 101 35 and 48
162 115 84 166 137 40 129 101 35 48 Masiko,
yes, Chair. Okay.
All right. 162 155 84 166 137 140 141 155 142 72 okay 122 72 124 number 5 number 29 number 51 and the last one is 120.
One, 112?
Yes.
162?
Yes.
130?
Yes.
50?
Yes.
88?
Yes.
27?
Yes.
166?
Yes.
160?
Yes.
134?
Yes.
104?
Yes.
115?
Yes.
122?
Yes.
72?
Yes.
124?
Yes.
4? 5?
Yes.
29?
Yes.
51.
Yes.
120.
Yes. You have one. Well, okay. Yeah. 162 con. All right.
Yeah. 162 con.
All right. Thanks, Chair.
115.
115 con go busy.
Okay.
Do you have 115?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you, Pony.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's 120, number 11.
Oh, oh, 120, 11, 88, 115, 162,
number 15, 130, 166, 38, 130, 40, 50, 137, 51, 27, 72, 5, 130. Also, I've got 130, I've got it twice, my apologies. 112, 122. Those are my numbers, Chair.
Okay, so remove that 130. 40, 50, 137, 51, 27, 72, 5, 112, 122.
Yes, Chair.
Babu Ngobo.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's 115, 27, 160, 160, 134, 120, 84, 73, 162, 95, 130, 137, 156, 15, and 150. Thank you.
157, 162, 160, 170, 174, 120, 84, 73, 162, 95, 130, 137, 156, 15, 150. Is it right, Angit? Honorable Carol?
Chair, let me consolidate the three that I've left behind. I thought if you have called, the number must not repeat. My mistake, because I made some more. But I also have 112, 122. And I just thought, sorry for that. I really thought I'm not supposed to repeat the numbers. And I also have 167, 35, 84, 27. I don't know whether I called 120. I can't remember.
Okay.
40, 125, 112. I think those were numbers that I've left behind.
We are repeating two. I think you
did I call 160 and 166?
Can I add 160 and 166? Did you call 29? I called 27 and 20, yes, and 29. Yeah, 72 5 1 2 4 1 0 4 5 1 50 1 30 8 8 1 1 2 1 2 2 1 6 7 3 5 8 4 27 1 20 40 1 2 5 1 60 1 66 29. Thanks, Chair. Okay, Masondo.
Thank you, Chair. 5 55 1 2 5 1 2 4 1 2 0 3 5 1 6 6 1 6 0 1 3 4 8 4 1 1 5 1 6 2.
Okay.
5 55 1 2 5 1 2 4 1 2 0 3 5 1 6 6 1 6 0 1 3 4 8 4 1 1 5 1 6 2 1 0 4 5 0 5 1.
Spelela ngithi 5 5 5 1 2 5 1 2 4 1 20 35 1 6 6 1 60 1 3 4 8 4 1 1 5 1 6 2 1 0 4 50 51.
Thank you, Chair. As short as I am, my list is as short as I am. So it's 29, 27, and 84.
Can I add my 29? Dogozo, 29, 27, 84. So I'm adding my last 29. Bravo. No, we are fine. We are fine. They can go and consolidate. Yeah. As long as we are in numbers, our staff members, they can now consolidate and give us the 24 candidates. So that those are the ones that will adopt and go and publish. Thank you very much. We can break. And then how many minutes? What time is it now? It's 11:58. Yeah, we're very productive. 11:58. So let's give them, how many minutes do you want, guys? A lot of minutes. <laughs> 45 minutes, ne? Yeah, we will give them 45 minutes to consolidate. Sure. Yeah, let's adjourn for 45 minutes and then so that they consolidate. Yeah. Yeah.